You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and me, Dave Ansell. Coming up, how a huge study should finally answer people's questions about the impact mobile phones have on our health.
But before that, some clouds can be identified easily from the ground, but others with more difficulty. But when weather forecasters and academic researchers need a bit more detail about what's up in the air, then they turn to the Chill Bolton Facility for Atmospheric and Radio Research in Hampshire. Now, these guys can put the world's largest fully steerable meteorological radar, known as The Big Dish, to work, as Planet Earth podcast presenter Sue Nelson found out with the facility's head, Charles Wrench.
This dish is 25 metres diameter, and it's fully steerable, which means that we can scan it in both elevation and azimuth to track storms or clouds as required by the researchers who come to use the facility.
How easy is it to actually steer? You say fully steerable, but I can't imagine how you would actually begin to steer something of this magnitude and height.
It is a big structure. It was originally designed for radio astronomy. We don't use it for that purpose right now. We're using it for meteorological research. But with computer control in the control room, we have our radar scientist who is just about to actually start it up for us, and you'll be able to hear the system operating. That's the klaxon to warn anybody outside that the dish is about to start moving. We're now doing an azimuth scan, so it's a fixed angle of elevation, and it's going to rotate through 360 degrees.
That's amazing, because it's very smooth. I mean, we heard a slight sort of frictional screech
that
of a starter.
The brakes letting go. The brakes let go, but now it is actually very quiet. We've recently had the servo system upgraded. Before that, it sounded a lot more impressive, a lot more noisy, but now it's very quiet, very smooth.
It's turned through now this enormous dish in a very short period of time. It will be
It does actually rotate at 1 degree per second. So a 360-degree scan will take you 6 minutes.
Well, as it's scanning round now, this enormous dish looking out across the Hampshire countryside, let's just go into, Charles, what sort of technology you're using here. Obviously an enormous antenna like
the
this.
The antenna is a very large structure. There is a multi-parameter 3 gigahertz radar on the dish, and with that radar we're able to characterise in great detail the structure of storms, precipitation, convective storms. With that radar we have a 0.25 degree beam, and that's a very narrow pencil beam, and it means that we can move it around within the convective storms, and we can look at the structure going on within those storms.
You're bouncing off effectively then
radio waves, a beam on
clouds, that the sort of clouds that are above us today.
Yeah, we're transmitting pulses of radio wave energy, wavelength of about 10 centimetres. And what's happening is those pulses of energy are being transmitted out into the sky. They're finding targets, and you're getting a small amount of power reflected back. We're actually diagnosing how that power looks when it returns to us, and so that we can then establish particle sizes, particle types, particle phase, i.e. are they ice, are they liquid, within storms or clouds.
You've also got a smaller dish. I mean, that one is only a metre or two across. So how many other dishes do you have around the site?
That's a 35 gigahertz radar. That's designed specifically for looking at cloud structures. We use higher frequencies for clouds because the particles within clouds are smaller, and therefore you need a shorter wavelength to detect them effectively. In terms of dishes on the site, I think we've probably got three of that type.
And what about behind it? Because when I arrived, behind there was a sort of even smaller dish and what looked like a plastic owl.
Right. Yes, indeed, that is a plastic owl. We have a multi-frequency microwave radiometer, and we use that radiometer for measuring water vapor profiles in the atmosphere and the liquid water content of cloud. You mentioned the plastic owl. The owl is doing a very good job protecting the instrument from the attack of birds in the vicinity.
I might try that myself. That was Sue Nelson with Charles Wrench there at the Chill Bolton Facility for Atmospheric and Radio Research. And you can download the latest Planet Earth podcast as well as other Planet Earth online resources from our website, nakedscientist.com/planet Earth.